Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm here with a special guest. No better time than to get him now after coming off his MOP performance at Madison Square Garden in the Big East Tournament. And that, of course, is Mikal Bridges. Mikal, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to catch you now before you guys get ready to leave for Pittsburgh round one. This is the last three games. So you had the first two against Marquette where they were essentially out of hand. And then the last game you had it out of hand, and then all of a sudden it became closer than I'm sure you guys would have liked. What can you learn from that and take from that game and moving on to this next round, starting with round one in the tournament?
For us, you know, we like them type of games that we had, you know, the championship. You know, them gritty, you know, tough fighting games. That's what, you know, we practice for. We practice for the toughest situations. And, you know, we have a phrase, let's go, we play 40 minutes of basketball. And, you know, we play 45 minutes this because of OT. But just having that confidence of us playing our way, coming into the tournament is a big thing.
And it was certainly an entertaining game, one of the better ones in quite some time. That was, what, your third one being in that for the Big East championship game? Yeah, so a good one. And you, individually, you always speak about team. But overall, I mean, 25-8-4 against Marquette in the first game, Butler 18-5. And then, of course, the big game, 25, where you had a lot of big moments in the championship game. Individually, for you, what can you take from that confidence-wise, knowing that what you guys are about to get into?
Just have a confidence in myself and confidence in my teammates, you know, and my teammates have confidence in me. You know, my guys, they find me, and when I'm moving out the ball, and, you know, I don't take that for granted. And I'm thankful for having my teammates. You know, they everybody on my team can score, and, you know, they go out their way sometimes for maybe a good shot to a better shot, and that's what, you know, that program's on. And if it wasn't for my teammates, I wouldn't be having games like this.
No, I know. But there were some instances where the ball just trickled you away, like the one off of Brunson's foot. You found yourself in a situation at the top of the key as well where you had to make a play, and you nailed it from the top of the key. I mean, again, that's just simply confidence, and it seemed like it was just oozing out of you over the weekend.
Yeah, it's just especially having my coaches and my players, especially like Jalen, Dante, Ian, Phil, always just having utmost confidence in me more than I even have myself sometimes. So knowing that I could take any, like, a tricky shot like that, and they always believe that I would make it. So it's just, once I know my guys have confidence in me, then it's easier for me to have confidence in myself.
Mikal Bridges, Villanova Wildcats, here with us on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikal, a year ago, you were a different option. Third, fourth, maybe even sometimes five, depending on what was going on the floor. This year is different. First, second option on the floor, a lot of attention comes your way. You mentioned your teammates and how they help you prepare for situations like that. But knowing that you step into these type of situations, having the year that you had, first team all Big East and MOP again of the Big East tournament, what changed over the course of 1 year from where we were then to where we are now?
Just getting a lot of confidence in myself. That was a big thing. And then continue just to work on my game throughout the spring, summer, and the fall, even now. But I think working on my game and getting confidence in myself was probably the main thing.
And when you look at defensively, it's funny because I was looking at the game, as you know, looking at the game against Providence and Kyron Cartwright. We know he's a really good scorer, can go crazy, and he went off at 8. I remember specifically, Pascal hits the jumper, puts you guys up 10 with just about a little over 10 minutes on the clock. Cartwright goes off at 8, and Jay Wright calls a timeout. In the huddle, outside of the huddle, stepping back on the floor with just about 9 minutes to go, you were on Cartwright, and I'm looking at you. I'm like, okay, Mikal is locked in. You were in your defensive stance. You were on him, and he didn't score until about 1 minute to go in regulation over a tough fadeaway on you that, you know, it was a tough shot. You shake his hand, and it was what it was. How do you prepare defensively when you have so many different guys, whether it's a point guard, shooting guard, wing player, big man, concept-wise? What's your mindset going into when you have to defend so many good players?
You know, our coaches do a great job on the scouting report, so knowing their tendencies and what they like to do the best, and also having four guys behind me, you know, it's not just me out there, you know. I got four people behind me when I'm, you know, if I'm either in a post or I'm going a ball screen up top. I know I got guys who either are going to attack it or step up or fake it, do whatever they have to do, but, you know, it's not one-on-one. It's, you know, I got four guys behind me that's going to help me throughout any situation.
Is that more film study, or is that more of just instinctual learning from floor work overall when you guys do get together and figure things out?
It's both. Just taking a lot of pride in my defense, and also a lot of film work with, you know, assistants and stuff, knowing the guys' tendencies and things like that.
Yeah, well, I know you got to get ready to go. Get ready to situate for this trip. A little lighter. Again, everybody knows, talk about my younger cousin doing what he does on the floor, and people, big-time support all around the area. But that's a quick question about your jump shot, because it's money lately. It's been money. When you look at, first of all, your brothers, Corey and Jack and Eric, best jumper in the family between you four?
Me, obviously. No question.
They won't agree with that.
I know. Especially Jay would be the one who's definitely going to be argued about it. But they know. They might got confidence in themselves, but they really know at the end of the day who has the best jumper.
All right. Cousin Son, Uncle Rick, your dad, Jack. And those guys definitely will not let you live it down. Of you four, who's the best?
Still me. My dad used to have it a little bit ago. And I remember just shooting, like, in a gym and stuff like that. But I feel like I think overpassed that now. Since, you know, I think he lifted too much.
Yeah.
He got a little too strong to shoot as well as he used to. And I'd be in the gym all the time, so I think I have an utmost confidence in myself.
And, of course, Rick's was money, too. His form was crazy, too. Shit. And lastly, me and you. I still got it.
You might, man. I still got my confidence in me. I got my money on me.
Well, cuz, listen, man, always love enjoying what you're doing. I appreciate you letting me share it with the people. All the way back from 11th grade in Great Valley when I started talking about it and to where we are right now. Good luck in the tournament. You know I'll be supporting you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, so good. Appreciate it.
All right, cuz. All right.